you'll walk up to this outside door. You'll get buzzed in through this door, and then you'll be standing in the vestibule.
Seth Bach is giving a tour of the boutique-sized medical marijuana store he's opening on West Main Road in Portsmouth. Everything about it is starting to look like a boutique, except the entrance.
And you'll hold your card up to the bulletproof window.
Your state-issued medical marijuana card, that is. Traffic is rushing by on this sunny Aquidneck Island afternoon, and the door is propped open to let the breeze in. It's helping cool a crew of construction workers busy sawing, hammering, and drilling away inside. They're getting Bach's shop ready for customers in a matter of days. Bach continues the tour past a pair of glass cases beneath a long, elegant wood countertop.
We'll come over this way, and people will be able to come up to this counter here, and they'll be able to look at the medical marijuana behind a display case and ask questions about it. And,
Bach is tall and lanky, laid back but serious. His background seems perfectly suited to opening a medical marijuana business. He's owned an acupuncture practice and spa for several years, plus he's got a master's degree in Chinese herbal medicine. Although the main retail space is still mostly bare walls and fixtures, that spa feeling is already coming through.
We're building a fountain, and we're going to have bamboo plants in here. So there's a little bit of an eastern feel and a tranquil feel.
When I visited, Bach still needed a final okay from the Department of Health on the space itself and his business practices. But he was also hoping for one more, permission to open a kitchen complete with a professional pastry chef.
In which we will be producing on site some edibles. And edibles, for those people that don't know, are cooked products that have infused within them some medical marijuana.
And that's the trend in an industry that's been growing for many years now in states like Colorado.
A lot of people are just choosing not to consume marijuana by smoking it, or instead turning to edibles or tinctures or lotions.
This is Colorado-based medical marijuana attorney Brian Vicente.
So I think it's forward-thinking of that dispensary to bring on a professional to assist in that area.
Vicente should know. His firm, Vicente Sederberg, has been guiding medical marijuana clients through the complexities of running these businesses now for several years, including a growing number of clients in New England.
There's about 10 attorneys at our firm, and we exclusively do medical marijuana and marijuana law, and we're really the only national law firm that just has this focus. So
Vicente says Greenleaf's retail strategy, welcoming customers into a friendly, well-designed space, providing a variety of options for smoking or ingesting marijuana, even offering so-called lifestyle products like books and clothing, is a sign that this once emerging industry is not just striving for, but attaining some legitimacy.
This is a market that's been underground and has really had a stigma attached to it for years. And now that they have a chance to open a store, they want to show that they are professional in everything they do, from the signage to the interior to how their employees or bud tenders, you know, handle this product and speak about it. They're really trying to be as mainstream as they can.
In Vicente's Colorado, the medical marijuana market is well established. He says Denver alone is home to about 220 retail stores, more than four times the number of Starbucks. He says the Colorado market has actually contracted a bit since medical marijuana was first legalized, but he says the market looks ripe for growth in the Ocean State.
And often we find that patient numbers will really go up as people see this as a convenient medicine to access. So I think the patient population is going to grow in Rhode Island. We've seen that happen in other states as they've brought these stores on board.
Thousands of patients have been certified to buy medical marijuana in Rhode Island, and the state has authorized a total of three dispensaries. How many patients register with each dispensary remains to be seen. And patients will have choices. If they don't buy from a dispensary, they can grow a limited amount of their own medical marijuana or designate a caregiver to grow some on their behalf. What they decide may depend on their health and ability to travel, but it might also depend on how they feel about walking into a store to buy something that's still illegal on the street corner. That's why Greenleaf Compassion Center owner Seth Bach is putting so much effort into how the place looks and feels.
You know, all along, I think it's been about a balance between people feeling that what we're offering has enough cleanliness, a certain amount of that clinical feeling, so that people know that we take hygiene and cleanliness very seriously, that the product that we're giving them is top-notch.
And on the flip side, says Bach, creating an environment that isn't too sterile, a place where patients will feel comfortable right away. Although it's still a work in progress on this visit, Greenleaf looks as though it will be able to strike that balance. One wall has already been painted a bright, cheery avocado green, and one can picture the burbling fountain there in the center, ringed by comfy chairs. And then, of course, there might be baked goods. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.